The Holy Gospel today comes from the book of St. Mark, the second chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. My dearest siblings, grace and peace to you from God, our Creator and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to open this morning with some honesty. The last probably 4, 5, or 6 months, I would say, I have been feeling this kind of agitation in my life. That had been showing itself, had been coming to the surface with some angst and some annoyance and some reactions. Not with any of you guys, I'm really good about that, but more, more frankly, at home with other family members. Nothing terrible, but I just knew it was something irritating me, something that was coming out, and I wasn't aware of where it was coming from. And I'm typically very good about understanding myself, understanding when I am feeling anxiety or frustration or angst and how that is being reflected in my attitude, my words, my actions, etc. And this time, I just couldn't. And I remember I sat down with Livier, partly to apologize, but to just say, something's going on with me, and I'm not sure what it is, and I don't really know what to do about it. And she said, "You know, maybe you should go see somebody." And I thought, you know what, you're right. And so for probably the last 6 or 7 weeks, I've been seeing a therapist, someone who has been helping me kind of identify where this stuff is coming from. And how to explore walking with it, and how to invite my wife into that process as well, so that we can do this together. And I got to tell you, it's been amazing. It really has been a tremendous drink of fresh water for me in my life, and it's helped me be a better husband, a better father, and a better pastor. And one of the things that we talked about was that I wasn't allowing myself enough space in my life to rest, to allow myself to be fed. And this is actually quite common with pastors. We do so much feeding, we often neglect to feed ourselves. And it helped me realize I have not been allowing myself this space to also be fed. And I want to say, it is not your responsibility to feed me. That is not the point of this up here. This is not a call for help for any of you to come and start feeding me, literally or figuratively. Literally, I'm actually doing quite well. That's something for me to take care of myself, to explore with other people who can support me with the specific needs that I have. So again, it's not a pity call, and it's not a call for any of you to do anything but just keep doing what you're doing. But the reason I share this is twofold. One, I am constantly trying to help us see each other as a community and as a family. And when you are in a community of people, when you are with people that you call family, you need to be vulnerable among them. You need to be open and honest about yourself. And a lot of the time in church today, in our society, we are not vulnerable with each other. We put on a pretty good facade and try to be our best selves around each other, and really try to bury our vulnerabilities and our anxieties. But honestly, this community, this sacred community here, is meant to be a space where we can be vulnerable with ourselves. And so I'm partly taking the step to show my own vulnerabilities amongst you in the hopes that you can feel comfortable to show your own vulnerabilities amongst each other. That's part one. The second reason I share this is because this is the call of our gospel reading today. As Jesus is walking around and being called out by these Pharisees for breaking the Sabbath, he is pointing to something. He is pointing out that the law of the Sabbath that we read about in Deuteronomy, this holy law of God, was meant to be a boundary for people. Specifically, a boundary that would lead them to a space of rest and healing and wholeness. But these Pharisees had taken this boundary and they had created it to be its own Lord, its own God. Jesus is highlighting that these boundaries, these guidelines, these rules, these laws, whatever you want to call them, these boundaries are meant for a specific purpose. And when that purpose is not being met by those boundaries, then those boundaries are pointless. Which is why he moves into a space of going beyond them and highlighting what their point is. I think about this recently with Vesper. I don't know how many of you know this, but Vesper's gone mobile, which is exhausting. I'm sure all you parents are like, well, yeah, welcome to the club. We warned you. we've got these fun little toys and stuff around, and these toys are meant to be played with. And Vesper's got this tendency to want to destroy things for no reason other than to just watch them crumble. And there's been a couple times where we've had these toys set up for her to play, toys that she typically just tips over and destroys, and a couple experiences where she will start crawling towards those toys. And I will tell her, Vesper, don't do it. And she'll stop and sit on her butt and look at me and smile. And then she'll start crawling towards it farther. And then I'll say again, Vesper, don't do that. And again, she will stop and look at me and smile. And I can just see her testing me and training me, right? How far can I go with this guy? And of course, she goes all the way. All the way to completely ignoring me and destroying whatever it is and then turning around and smiling. And of course, my heart melts. And I say that again? That's the point. She is deconstructing. Yeah. And I think, you know, my daughter needs to heed my voice. I'm the one that's going to protect her. Same with Livier. There's a boundary I'm trying to set at this young age, a boundary that she is intentionally crossing. And I have a choice in that moment, right? A choice to make sure that she honors the boundary I'm trying to place at this stage in her life. Or to let her have that moment and create that memory where she sits on her butt and smiles at me. Where she goes beyond that and knocks over that toy and then again just smiles at me and creates this memory that I now treasure in my heart. This memory that I get to share with all of you and we all get to laugh at and commiserate over because it's just the tip of the iceberg of a very long life. Right? But my God, what a joy. What a joy to have this experience with her and to create this lasting memory. And that's kind of what Jesus is getting at. We need boundaries in our lives. We need rules. We need guidelines. But they're meant to take us to a certain space. And it is that space that is sacred. It is that space that God is trying to lead us to. Jesus, in this story, he's highlighting something central to our faith right at the beginning of his ministry. That is that God's path, God's way, God's call in our lives, everything that we do as Christians, all of it, the doctrines, the dogmas, the beliefs, why we are Lutheran, all of that stuff, these ways of God, they are entirely, wholly meant to carry us as individuals, as members of this church, as people within this community, and as citizens within this entire world. They are meant to carry us into a place of consistent grace, healing, and wholeness, and rest. And God has a word for that. He calls it Sabbath. And we need to allow ourselves this grace because I'll tell you, we often don't. We allow our own boundaries to become lords in our lives, to prevent us from entering into that sacred space of rest and reflection and healing and wholeness. And they're not necessarily these religious boundaries that we read from Scripture. No, they're these very human boundaries that we place on ourselves. The boundaries of pride. The boundaries of telling ourselves that we don't need help. We don't need to go to therapy. The boundaries of ego. We're good enough. We are not wrong. We do not make mistakes. Or the boundaries of self-determination, maybe. Maybe we are wrong, but I'm going to fix it on my own. Or busyness. I need help, but I just don't have the time to seek it. Or here's a big one. This fear of opening a door that we cannot close. Once it's open. Here is the petition for all of you today. And I genuinely want you to consider this for yourself. Do you offer yourselves places of Sabbath? And before any of you raise your hand and say yes, I did a poll in my head real quickly right now. And most of you don't. For whatever reason, for whatever boundaries are in your life, do you offer yourself spaces of Sabbath? Do you offer yourself spaces where you can just rest? And I don't mean vacation. We're pretty good at that. But spaces where you can just rest. Where you can just be present with God. Where you can focus on those areas in your life where maybe healing needs to happen. And that's actually a hard thing to consider. Because in that process, we might encounter things about ourselves that we do not want to be aware of. Pieces of ourselves that we don't want to bring to the surface. Parts of ourselves that we might be ashamed of, or regret, or maybe spaces that just bring us too much pain. But those are the spaces from which we need rest. You know, if we do that work, we might discover a place that we've been neglecting for a long time. And it might make us feel things we don't want to feel. But that's our work, isn't it? It's typically in those spaces that we find God. And not just God, but God's love. God's grace. God's healing. And if we don't offer ourselves those spaces of Sabbath, those spaces of vulnerability and authenticity, of openness, we honestly might not ever know truly how much God loves us. Amen. Please stand as you're able. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the community of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.